you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, that is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning and welcome. In a week where we've given you Ken Hitchcock, Norm Stewart, Bob Costas, Konzo Martin, we finish with the best interviewer, I think, of all time, Roy Firestone. He'll join us at 10:30 today to discuss some of his most memorable moments in broadcasting. Brian Zander for a couple of minutes from Fairmont Racetrack as they get ready for the Preakness, big day at Fairmont on Saturday. And then we'll have the roundtable with Tuna and Strick, the Friday slop, coming up at 11 o'clock. If you'd like to be a part of the program, Winning Streak listener line, 855-282-8255, Lines Choice text line, that same number. You can contact me via Twitter at Frank_Cusimano. And we also have Rankin Jordan as one of our great sponsors. They are the loyal sponsors, innovative leaders in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. It's likely going to happen sometime today, maybe even during this show. Maybe it's already done. I imagine it is. Mag Sierra and Miguel Sokolovich off the roster. Johnny Peralta and Stephen Piscotty on the roster. I think that's what's going to happen. No one is too excited about Johnny coming back, but the guy was a pretty good player, and now he will attempt to be a very good and expensive bench player because there is no reason to sit Jed Jerko. There really isn't. I mean, if you're hitting 331 with power and making really good plays at third base, you don't turn that into a platoon spot. You make him the everyday third baseman. That's the way it's going to be. And I imagine Johnny Peralta, as Derek Gould speculated the other day, will be a right-handed version of Matt Adams, strictly a pinch hitter. Lap two. Have you ever heard this song before?
Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Apparently it does. It rains so much, well, the stadium construction is delayed. No stadium for the Rams in 2019. It won't be done until 2020, if even then. How many things can go wrong for one franchise? It never rains in Southern California, and it rains so much, the stadium delayed by a year. Let me count the ways of their failures. They've bombed, according to the experts, two consecutive drafts. They went 4-12. They had the worst offense in football by a sizable margin. I looked it up yesterday on NFL.com. I mean, it wasn't even close. They fired their coach, and now they can't get the stadium deal done. Is this great or what? And did you happen to read the Kevin Demoff comments? I got to read you this. As season ticket members, we want you to feel proud to be a Rams fan when you pull up to the stadium for the first time and know we're all a part of this historic journey. End quote. Gosh, can anybody talk like that after being in charge of one of the most inept and embarrassing sports franchises ever assembled? Do you know what Kevin Demoff's record is since he started collecting a paycheck from the Rams? 41-86-1? And he's talking about a freaking historic journey? Give me a break. Oh, one more item. I sarcastically tweeted, yes, yesterday, really sorry to hear about the construction of Rams Stadium delayed a year. Couldn't have happened to a better organization. Well, somebody didn't get the sarcasm and then sent a really nasty tweet at me telling me to quit kissing A with the Rams. First of all, I've never kissed A with the Rams, okay? But come on, man. Now, he later was set straight, but wow. And I think we're almost at like 1,000 likes on that tweet, too. And it really wasn't that good to tweet, but it illustrates just how much hatred there is for the Rams in our town. All right, lap three. Well done. Let's talk Mizzou basketball recruiting. We had Michael Porter Sr. on yesterday. And I think really the most interesting aspect of the Jontay Porter saga is that there are certain restrictions for college coaches in dealing with this elite talent over the summer on the AAU circuit. Well, that's really not going to be the case for Michael Porter Sr. You see, when he watches Jontay, he's watching his son. He's a father, not a coach. But he is a coach. Let's take a listen.
Kids like Michael and Jontay do get invited to high-level events, you know, USA Basketball, McDonald's All-American Game, those kinds of things. And so they are getting to know other high-profile kids. And so when we as a staff are talking about who we're going to recruit and, you know, the direction we're going to go, every connection we have with a kid and their family is valuable. And so me being able to go and watch Jontay, you know, I can't recruit on those trips, and I don't. But just getting to know parents, other parents, as a parent, it can smooth the way to being able to recruit a kid.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the story of this thing. I mean, it's not like, let's just say, Mike Krzyzewski was recruiting kids on Jontay's AAU team, or recruiting players from the tournaments that Jontay's going to be at. Mr. Porter is going to be all over. He's going to be at the hotels with those parents, with those kids. He's going to be at the lunches. He's going to be at the dinners, getting to know the parents and the coaches, the AAU coaches too. I mean, this is one of the greatest things ever for Missouri. This is like, you know, having a 100-yard dash and Mr. Porter is on the 40-yard line. I mean, he's got a head start. It's like a hall pass. This is huge for the University of Missouri that one of their assistant coaches gets to be a father and be around all these other mothers and fathers and coaches and kids. The access is unbelievable. And this kid will likely end up at Mizzou next season anyway. And I don't know if you've seen the video of him. I played some video of him last night on television. He's 6'10 and 17 years old. And he's a crafty lefty. I mean, he's really skilled around the basket. I mean, we showed a bunch of dunks, but he's got a nice little touch. He's going to be a force on the block. And the best thing about this getting this McDonald's All-American, unlike many of the others, he's there for 2 years because of the NBA rule. He won't be 19 for next year's NBA draft. I mean, just think about this for a second. Mizzou's going to have he and Jeremiah Tillman, two 6'10 monsters on the block for at least 2 years. This is not the Haley twins. These are really good players. All right, lap four. The NBA draft. You know, our town has seen a lot of greatness on draft day. A lot of really cool things happen. Steve Stepanovich, number 2 in the draft. Darius Miles, number 3 in the draft. Brad Beal, number 3 in the draft. Larry Hughes went 8. Nobody number 1. Could Jason Tatum be the guy to go number 1? Markelle Fultz is supposed to go number 1 to Boston. But they do have Isaiah Thomas already at the point. Bob Ryan, Boston Globe, on the topic.
They need a marauder who can rebound and score. And they don't have that. The rebounding is atrocious. You saw it again last night. That needs to be fixed. If they were staring at a power forward who was a great player, they'd take him. I don't know. Maybe they'll trade Fultz. I think that Danny will be welcoming the phone to ring to see what people want to do. Now, they could take Fultz up front, and then remember, they have money to get a free agent. And among the people that they could go after, they could go after Gordon Hayward, for example. And maybe if they add Fultz to the mix and skip what they got, he's not the marauding rebounder, but he'd give them a scoring threat at four that they don't have right now. Score 3.5, I'd say, I'd call him. Some years the draft yields a transformative player, and some years it doesn't. None of these guys, as much as we like them, there's no transformative player there. I mean, you know what I mean? There's no Duncan. There's no Kareem. There's no even Anthony Davis, who, by the way, has played in 4 playoff games in 5 years, I question people. These kids are they're kids. They're 19 and 20. They're not what they used to be. And Fultz doesn't really fulfill the Celtics' immediate need. So it's going to be interesting which direction Danny goes.
We'll see. Now, I will say this. I was reading last night that the University of Washington products, the Lorenzo Romar program, Isaiah Thomas and Markelle Fultz, they've already talked. And Thomas is talking like they can play together. So I don't know. I do know that Tatum's performance in the ACC was as good as any player I saw all season. All season college basketball. We'll see what happens. It's doubtful. And I hope he doesn't end up in a really horrible franchise and has to lose, 60 games for years. But it's quite possible. That is interesting, too, about the Brow in New Orleans. 4 playoff games in 5 years. Lap 5. Always good to have Norm Stewart on our program. And I got to tell you, I did get hit with quite a few emails, texts, and tweets about one topic in particular. In fact, Brendan tweeted it out, and I'm glad you did, because the question was, why doesn't Bill Self in Kansas play Mizzou in basketball now? Well, we thought that Norm would go one direction and lay into Kansas, because we know he doesn't like Kansas. But listen to the response of the most famous basketball coach, in fact, the most famous coach in Mizzou sports history.
I put myself in Bill Self's position, and I do the same thing he's doing, because Kansas wasn't the one that caused Missouri to leave. They left of their own volition. And so Missouri, to me, is the one that has to entertain the other side into playing. To me, it's a little bit more onus on Missouri than there is on Kansas to play. And I would think that at some point in time that Bill, Coach Self, will probably come to that meeting, or they'll all come to that meeting. And quite honestly, everything today seems to be financial. And the financial reward for that being played would be tremendous. So I think you probably will see that game being played at some point in time.
And, that's kind of what Self has been saying, that, hey, they left us. We didn't leave them. They left us. And I get it when Kansas people are saying right now, oh, so now Mizzou finally has a couple of players so they can play us, huh? I get that when they say that. I mean, Mizzou wanted to play anyway, but it would have been embarrassing. I mean, could you imagine Mizzou playing Kansas the last 3 years? Those have been 40-point games. There won't be any more. And so Kansas is saying, all of a sudden, Mizzou has a few players, and now they want to play with the big boys. And I guess you could say this. Kansas really doesn't need Mizzou. I mean, they sell the place out for Washburn. But if, in fact, Mizzou is back, what a game that would be. What a series that would be. I lived in Lexington, KY for about 5 or 6 years. So I covered the University of Kentucky and the University of Louisville. But let me just say this. The atmosphere in Lawrence, Kansas, for the Mizzou game I went to as a fan, was as good, probably the best college basketball atmosphere I've ever seen. Ever. I will say this, Bill Self does play Nebraska and Colorado, who left the conference too. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. Congrats to Kelvin Lee. He has taken the U City High School basketball job. Good luck to him. He's won over 300 games, state title, and he's coached two. Actually, I think he coached Jason Tatum for his freshman year. So he's actually coached three first-round draft choices. U City is a program that was once very proud, once had some great tradition. They're a little down, so good luck to him. Brian Turner, by the way, takes over at St. Mary's. He was a terrific player for Burt Hamilton at Beaumont, and he'll do a good job with the Dragons. Corey Frazier takes the job at John Burroughs. Hey, Stan McNeil runs the Cardinals magazine. He was a terrific baseball writer with the Sporting News for years and years. His cover story on Rick Ankiel in the Cardinals magazine is brilliant. It's worth a read. Really good stuff. All right, so Monique and Brooke and some of their friends are going out of town this weekend to kind of celebrate college graduation. So it's Dom and me alone. And every time Monique is gone, I kind of think like George Costanza thinks when you just... You could have some cheese on the couch. Take a listen.
Something I haven't felt for a long time.
Pride?
No. Autonomy. Complete and total autonomy.
Well, you're your own boss now.
I want to go to a tractor pull.
Go ahead.
I am staying out all night.
Who's stopping you?
I want to bite into a big hunk of cheese. Just bite into it like it's an apple.
It's open. What's this?
Hello, George.
Come in.
We tried to call, but the line was busy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here. Please. Cheese there?
That's kind of the way I feel. Even though I'm a middle-aged male, when she's out, I just feel like, God, I can do anything I want. I can leave the clothes on the ground. I can leave the plates out. I can have a big block of cheese and watch sports in my boxers and not care about anything. There's a certain advantage to staying single, man. There really is. All right, let's get some of your thoughts. Anybody out there want that Kansas-Mizzou matchup? I'm sure it's not coming soon, but wouldn't you love to see it one day? Home and home? Boy, would that be great. The Cardinals and their looming moves. How do you feel about Piscotty and Peralta coming up? And likely Sierra and Sokolovic going down. The advantages that Mr. Porter will have this summer, because Jonte will not announce, at least right away, he'll play his AAU season, that he's coming to Columbia. I think eventually he will. The future of Jason Tatum. Don't you think this guy looks like an NBA All-Star for years to come? Maybe not right away. I mean, it's pretty tough to make that All-Star team. Brad Beal, as good as he's been, has yet to play in an All-Star game. So those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear yours. The Winning Streak listener line, 855-282-8255, Lions Choice text line, that same number. And speaking of Lions Choice, if you're looking for a great place for lunch, let me recommend Lions Choice and have what they're really pushing this summer, the Butcher Cobb salad, where you have the turkey, the ham, and the roast beef on one salad served with a lovely bistro dressing. And if you don't want to do that, if you just want to have the classic Lion's Choice, medium rare roast beef, seasoned to perfection, served on a buttery bun, that's a good idea too. Lion's Choice, one of our great sponsors. We'll take a short time out. Roy Firestone, one of the great interviewers of all time, joining us next.